This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast where I'm reading the dictionary and I say some things. And I'm doing one of these TikTok videos, and we're going to find out which Stranger Things character I am while I say the first word. Ooh, I'm 11. I'm 11. The first word is the first form of deck. D-E-C-K. Noun from 1509. One. A platform in a ship serving usually as a structural element and forming the floor for its compartments. And now is the time to finish this TikTok video. Beep a doop a doop boop boop. Yep, I love this video oh so much, and I love the fact that I am 11. Who doesn't want to be 11? Okay. The platform, let's see, that was the platform on the deck, structural element. Yeah, you gotta go to the deck if you're on the ship, so you can go swab the poop off of the deck. Number two, something resembling the deck of a ship. It resembles a deck, as to a story or tier of a building, as a sports stadium. So, yeah, I mean, sports stadiums definitely have various tiers. I guess buildings do, too. What's a deck in a building? Where are the tiers in the building that you call a deck? There's an example. The upper deck. That's it. It's the top one, way at the top. You get a real good view, but it can be a little scary up there if you're near the edge of the deck. Some people might get a little vertigo. To be, the roadway of a bridge. Is the deck the roadway of a bridge? So the road on the bridge is the deck? I have not heard that. To see, a flat-floored, roofless area adjoining a house. So it's next to a house, doesn't have to be next to it or attached to it. It could be just a little ways away. But yeah, it's got a flat floor, because if it wasn't flat, that's not a very useful deck. And there's no roof. So if it has a roof, what is it called? There's a whole bunch of different words for this thing that's next to your house. There's a patio, and there's a lanai, and there's probably other ones. Everybody has their own word. But yeah, roofless, flat floored. Yep. My parents have a deck at the back of the house. There's a deck, and there's a couple of tables and chairs and the grill and all that stuff. And they've had, I believe, it is literally the exact same deck that has been there ever since they moved in over 40 years ago. And the problem is the wood slats are not butted up against each other. There's a bit of space in between them. And I can't even tell you how many things have fallen through those slats over the years. And it's only, you know, maybe 6 or 8 inches off the ground. But you got to be super careful when you're on their deck to not drop something. I've been really worried I would drop my phone or something. So one of my goals is to replace that deck someday with something that you can't slip stuff down in there. Man, when we tear that thing up, we're going to find so many things. I can't wait. 2D, the lid of the compartment at the rear of the body of an automobile. and then also just the compartment. What? The butt? Wait, what? The rear of the body of the automobile is called the deck? Isn't that the trunk? Do some people call it the deck? This, the lid of the compartment at the rear of the body of the automobile. There's so many of these. I have not heard that one. 2E, a layer of clouds is called a deck. Because I guess the bottom of the layer of clouds, when they sit on that that level of atmosphere, it's very flat sometimes, which resembles a deck? I had no idea this word gets used so much. 3A, a pack of playing cards is a deck. Deck of cards and you deal the cards. 3B, a pack of narcotics is called a deck. That's also one I've not heard before because I'm not familiar with my narcotics. 4, the synonym is tape deck. You can put a cassette tape in there. See, recently I would have said the kids today, they don't know what a cassette tape is, or they're not familiar with those. They've never used one, but they're coming back. Why are they coming back? It's not like the sound is superior. It's just fun nostalgia. We have a record player that has a tape deck on it. It's a new record player. It's got, I think I've already said this, it's got CD and radio and Bluetooth and aux and LP record phono, but it also has a tape deck, which I haven't used yet. But I did get the new They Might Be Giants album on cassette tape because I'm a nerd, but the album is called Book, so it's Book on Tape, which I think is just silly and clever. Someday, maybe I'll listen to that, or I'll just leave it wrapped up. There's a phrase, on deck. Number one, ready for duty. I am ready to do my duty on deck. Ready, let's go. Number two, next in line or next in turn is on deck. I wonder if this one goes back to the ship. If they were on the deck, ready to work, they were on deck. This is from Middle English, deck, spelled D-E-K-K-E, and that means covering of a ship. So the deck is the thing that covered the ship. From Middle Dutch, deck, D-E-C, which means covering, probably from Middle Lower German, Vordeck, which is from Vordecken, which means to cover, which is Vor plus four. Well, no, sorry, scratch that. That is Vor, which means four, and then Decken, which means to cover. So you just put the Vor in front of it and it stays the same definition. To cover, to cover. It is akin to the old High German Dechen, Dechen. And that also means to cover. And there's more at the word thatch. I get that a thatched roof is covering a thing, but how is that related to deck? I think that's fascinating. Okay. La la la. That is the sound effect for today. The second form of deck is a verb, and I think it's just a transitive verb. From 1513. Number one is obsolete, and the synonym is cover. So that's interesting. We don't even use this anymore, but if you want to cover something, you can deck it. And that makes sense from what we just read. 2A, to clothe in a striking or elegant manner. And the synonym is array, as in decked out in furs. I like being decked out. I think that's kind of cool and fun sometimes, not all the time, but not the furs part. I should say, I don't know if I sound different to you, but I'm having some allergies today. So every time I sniff, I'm going to cut those out. But I feel like my nose, my sinuses sound a little stuffy, don't they? To be. Synonym is decorate, as in deck the halls with boughs of holly. And that's an English carol, if you didn't know. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. I guess it's fa la 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 la, isn't it? Decorate. So wait, I don't know if I realized that. Maybe when I was younger I learned that. Deck the halls literally means decorate the halls. But they couldn't There's too many syllables to put in the song. Decorate the halls. See, that doesn't work. All right. 2C. What else can we decorate? Can we deck? You got to decorate for Halloween and Christmas and Easter and Valentine's Day and Flag Day and Arbor Day. Decorate your walls with bats and owls. Ooh, that maybe we should do that. That time is coming up. Halloween time for us, it kind of starts in September. So that's now. September is now. 2C, to portray or present with embellishments. And I think that's kind of clothing in a striking or elegant manner. I think that's kind of similar, but you're not so much dressing up your clothes. It's more of you're showing something. It's been decked out. Number 3, to furnish with or as if with a deck. So if you build a deck next to your house, you are decking your house. Number 4, to knock down forcibly. And the synonym is floor, as in decked him with one punch. That is quite a punch. And a synonym for everything is the word adorn. Let's see, any specific etymology? It's still from the whole to cover thing. So yeah, covering something in a decor... no, that's not the right way to say that. Covering with decorations. That's not helpful. Yeah, your clothes, the walls, the things, the halls. Putting some boughs of holly. That is the sound effect that we're going with. Next is deck chair. Two words, noun from 1884. A folding chair, often having an adjustable leg rest. And there's a picture of a deck chair. This is the kind that's kind of low to the ground. And it's got the back that comes up, and it's got the arms, and it's the kind that it's one of those long deck chairs, so you can put your legs up on the front of it. You see these on the beach or a pool, maybe. That's a deck chair. It's the kind of chair you sit on at the deck. Now, it says that it often has an adjustable leg rest. This one sort of looks like the legs are adjustable, but I'm not entirely sure how. Usually, a chair like this, the back is adjustable. The back and the arms. That's kind of what I think of. Not this one with the legs adjustable. La 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 la. Next is Decker. Noun from 1762. Was that the name of the character in Blade Runner? Was it Decker? Something like that. This is something having a specified number of decks, levels, floors, or layers, and it is used in combination, as in, many of the city's buses are double-deckers. It's a decker. It's because it's... Are there any triple-decker buses in the city of London? Having a specified number of decks. Yeah, so like a sports stadium would be many decker deck. It's deckered. I don't think this gets used much other than buses. La 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 la. Next is deck hand. One word, noun from 1844. A sailor who performs manual duties because they are using their hands and they're working on the deck. And maybe they use the hand to deck somebody who pisses them off. La 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 la. Next is deck house. One word, deck house. So there's a house and then there's a deck next to the house, but then there's also deck house. Noun from 1856. A superstructure on a ship's upper deck. So I imagine this
podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the little, maybe it's not little, but it depends on the size of the boat. This is where maybe the captain sits and does all of their navigating and their spinning of the wheel to make the ship go in different directions. It's the deckhouse. I feel like we need to post a picture of some sort of ship with a deck and a deck house. Maybe there will be some deck hands. La, 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 la. Next is decking with an ing. Noun from 1580. The synonym is the word deck. And then also just the material for a deck is decking. What kind of material would this be? Is it wood? Probably, more than likely. I think there's this new-ish material, called Trex or something? It's not wood, but it's kind of like wood, and it's maybe hopefully more sustainable, that it's like made from recycled stuff. I think that's a thing. That's a good thing. Decking. Next. La, 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 la. Deckle. Noun from 1816. A frame around the edges of a mold used in making paper by hand. And then also, either of the bands around the edge of the wire of a paper-making machine that determine the width of the web. So I don't know nothing about making paper. The frame around the edges of a mold used in making paper by hand, and then the bands around the edges of a wire. Do we need to find a paper-making machine that points out what the deckle. It's the deckle. This is a German word, deckle, and it literally means cover, which is very similar. It's the same thing as what we read before. That's from decken, to cover. Yep. It's a thing that covers another thing. La, 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 la. Next is deckle, edge, two words, noun from circa 1874. The rough, untrimmed edge of paper left by a deckle or produced artificially. Yeah, I think I've seen paper that's handmade. Maybe it's not the edges isn't perfect or something. It's the deckle edge. Deckle edged, with a D at the end, two words with a hyphen, that is an adjective. That paper is deckle-edged, and now I think we need to post a picture on the social media, which, by the way, is at DictionaryPod on Instagram and Twitter. If you didn't know that, if you want to see some of these things in real life, well, it's not real life, but it's real. La 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 la. Next is deck shoe, two words, noun from 1911. A low shoe, having a non-slip sole and a lace that is threaded through a channel around the back of the shoe. And I feel like we need to post a picture of one of these too. I don't do no boat things or sailing, so I've never worn these deck shoes, but so the sole has got to be a real rough so you don't slip, because the top of the deck of a ship can get wet and slippery. And the lace is threaded around the back of the shoe. That's interesting. Wonder where that is. La, 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 la. Next is deck tennis, two words, noun from 1927. I just wish this was a tennis game played on the deck of a big, big sailing ship. I wonder if that's ever happened. This is a game in which players toss a ring or a quoit back and forth over a net. A quoit is Q-U-O-I-T. Huh. Deck tennis. This is from it's being played on the decks of ocean liners. So, like cruise ships? Where are they throwing these rings or these quoits? Are they tossing them to another person? Are they trying to get points? Deck tennis. Now I'm intrigued. I wonder if this still gets played. And why is it called tennis? I think they should come up with a new term. La 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 la. Next is declaim. Declaim or declaim. Verb from the 14th century, starting with intransitive. 1. To speak rhetorically, but specifically to recite something as an exercise in elocution. Rhetorically, I feel like these are different. To speak rhetorically or to recite something for elocution. What? I've never heard this before. I never took any elocution classes, and I don't think I speak rhetorically very much. And yeah, definitely never heard of declaim. 2, to speak pompously or bombastically, and the synonym is harangue, H-A-R-A-N-G-U-E, harangue. Transitive, there's just one. To deliver rhetorically, as in, an actor declaiming his lines. Why is that rhetorically? What is happening here? To deliver rhetorically. So the actor is delivering his lines rhetorically? Why is it rhetorically? That's a funny word. But there is specifically to recite in elocution. I feel like the definition of rhetorically used here is different than what I'm thinking of. To recite in elocution. Okay, so he was delivering his lines verbally out into the world, not just in his head, I guess? Declaimer is a noun, and declamation is a noun. Any etymology? Can't say this word. This is from the Latin declamare, which is from de plus clamare, which means to cry out. Cry out! Speaking out loud. It is also akin to the Latin callare, which means to call. And there's more at the word low. Next is declamatory. Declamatory. I think this is more about speaking out loud. I don't know. Adjective from 1581, of, relating to, or marked by declamation or rhetorical display. As in, declamatory speeches. So, yes, the speeches are made out loud. La 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 la. Next is declarant. Declarant. Noun from 1681. A person who makes a statement or declaration, especially in connection with a legal proceeding. So maybe they are the one who's, there's a jury, there's a trial about something that this person did, and they said, hey, I want to say something, I got to make a statement, or maybe their lawyer is, so they would be the declarant, because they are declaring something. Last word, it's connected. La, 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 la. They're just sounds to change it up. Declaration. D-E-C-L-A-R-A-T-I-O-N. Noun from the 15th century. 1. The act of declaring. The synonym is announcement. I have a declaration to make. And the declaration is that the 2, a definition, says the first pleading in a common law action. It's a declaration. 2B, a statement made by a party to a legal transaction, usually not under oath. 3A, something that is declared, as in a declaration of love. Your love has been declared when you make the declaration of love. 3B, a document containing such a declaration. Is the declaration like the Declaration of Independence? I don't know how much love was part of that, but there was a whole lot of independence in that, sort of. The Declaration of Independence is an important document here in the States. And, that's a whole conversation right now, given what's going on politically. Okay. It's time for the word of the episode. What rhymes with episode? Doesn't matter. This isn't a perfect song. Oh, boy. Okay, we had today deck, deck, deck chair, decker, deck hand, deck house. No, deck, yes, deck house, decking, deckle, deckle edge, deck shoe, deck tennis, declaim, declamatory, declarant, and declaration. Well, I feel like if I was more in the legal world, maybe I would pick something like declarant. I don't know. I'm kind of liking deck tennis because it's a game. I like a deck. I like a good deck to hang out on. When the weather's nice and we go over to my parents' house, we hang out on the deck, which is so lovely. Let's see. I'm thinking either deck or deck tennis. Let's play some deck tennis today. I like deck tennis because you get to throw a ring or a quoit around to somebody else, maybe. Yeah, sometimes I try too hard in these songs, or I don't try hard enough. I can't figure out which one it is. Hey, you know what? We reached the end of the episode, and I hope you've really enjoyed it. And if you want to know what sort of movies I'm watching, what did we watch last night? We watched Waking Ned Divine, which is old-ish. It's not old, but it's old-ish at this point. That is a cute movie. And we also watched, I think it's called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. I think that's what it's called. And this is not for kids movie. I think it's pretty new. Didn't know anything about it. Sharon just put it on and we enjoyed it. So maybe you will too. That is going to be the end of this episode. I should probably also say, because you totally need this reminder, please go rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and other places. I would sure love it if more people learned about this podcast. So if you give it 5 stars and you write a glowing review, or maybe you talk about a word that you like, then maybe more people will, maybe Apple will say, you should go check out this show because it seems like all these people really like it. So you might like it too. And then more people can listen to this madness. If you want to go see those little TikTok videos that I do sometimes, that is on my personal one, which is at SpeeJampar, and it's literally only dictionary stuff at this point. We'll see if I do other stuff in the future. If you want to contact me, you can email me dictionarypod@gmail.com. The Google Voice number where you can leave a voicemail is 917-727-5757, and if it's appropriate and if I like it, I will probably like it if it's appropriate. I will put the voicemail in an episode. Let's see, what else? If you love this show so much and you want to show your love with a t-shirt or something like that, there's merchandise. The link is in the show notes. There's a Patreon if you want to get these episodes pretty early. It's $1 a month, and then, of course, the tiers go up from there. The deck tiers? There's no eyeball tiers. Hopefully not. And I think that's enough information for today. Thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.